There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Being called racist now, so I need the audience to come to my defense or agree that I am in fact a racist. You'll have to decide, ladies and gentlemen. You decide. Tell me what's on your mind, ladies and gentlemen. This is the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. God bless you. We appreciate that very much. It is a blessed Holy Week this week, and we appreciate very much you, our fine audience. So it's a good time to tell you thank you. 800-228-0550 is the number to give us a ring. 701-258-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com or text Todd. Just because you can, and it's kind of fun. You can text Todd. Text Todd. The Scott is a racist, or Scott is not a racist. I'll explain the story in a second here.
You cannot do that story and just leave it at that. You have to actually do the story.
I'll give it a little context here. What number would they text you at, Todd, once they determine whether I am a racist or not?
701-226-8503. 226-8503.
Now, I could write that number down or memorize it, but I just kind of like hearing Todd say it. So he's got the Todd the Radio God pipes.
You have it in your speed dial anyway, so you don't have to look it up.
Well, I don't remember my own kids' telephone numbers because they're in speed dial. Either. Speed dial has wrecked the memory of, if the grid goes down because of some SMP attack, I'm toast. I can't call anybody.
If you held a gun to my head, I'm not sure I can get two digits of my daughter's phone number for you. I'd have to look it up.
Colonel Ralph Peters is going to join us at the bottom of the hour, esteemed author, Fox News analyst, get the latest on an issue that I know concerns our audience, the negotiation with Iran. Are we giving away the store? And what will it mean? What about Israel and what Iran is doing to them and planning for them? And, oh, my gosh, there's a lot going on. ISIS targeting our own military members in North Dakota and the U.S. Air Force, for crying out loud. Yemen and Saudi Arabia, we had a lot of ground to cover with him at the bottom of the hour. And you asked for him, so he's here. And your questions or comments, welcome for the great Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, bottom of this hour. But I think this is a new milestone. I don't remember anything that I've ever posted. You know, on Facebook, when you post something, people can share it. Right. And, they comment on it. They like it or whatever. But I don't know that I've ever gotten to over 100 shares and a photo that someone was sent to me and that I reposted has been shared 126 times. And it has me being called a racist. Now, let me describe it. OK, first of all, as you know, the University of North Dakota hockey team won this weekend. They were in the NCAA tournament. Right. And they won two games, and they're headed to the Frozen Four with Boston, along with the Nebraska-Omaha, another NCHC team, as well as Boston University, who North Dakota will play, and Providence. I think I said Princeton last hour, by the way, and I misspoke, but it's Providence that they're playing. So those are the four teams. Anyway, the Gophers lost their first night, lost right away, and, of course, there was a lot of snickers among folks, myself included, who just love when the Gophers choke. I just love it. And Duluth knocked them off big, and so this little photo goes around. What are they called again, Todd? A meme? It's just one of those kind of cute little things where you take a picture that obviously wasn't intended for this, and you add a cute little phrase or headline with it, okay?
Right.
And in this case, you've got four little boys in some obvious, African country who are, in the dirt playing, and they don't have anything on other than little, like Speedos, right? Little swimsuits. And they're dancing. They look so happy. They're just bouncing around. All four of them are just having a grand old time, okay? The headline says, Minnesota Golden Gophers hockey championship shirts arrive Monday. So what they're saying is the Gophers, who probably had, NCAA champs T-shirts already made up, they lose in the first round, they're out, and you've heard this for Super Bowl.
It happens with every championship of everything.
Exactly.
Everybody all of a sudden has the shirts on. Well, obviously they printed them ahead of time. Hello.
Yes, it happens, right? And by the way, similar jokes float around the internet all the time. So anyway, I post that and have a good laugh. The very first comment is from Terry. Terry says, liberals being offended, calling this post racist in 5, 4, 3, 2. So the next post says, oh, definitely racist, but consider the source. Okay. This Scotty Miller calls me racist. Okay. So this forces me to post, oh, come on, please repeat after me. This is humorous. This isn't racist. Anyway, this kind of, then Al Sharpton references are being thrown around and thank you to Tom, I don't know who this is, Tom Boughton says, what is racist about sending unused clothing to Africa for kids that need clothing? No kidding.
We're sending them to a country with a bunch of poor kids. The fact that somebody's calling attention to what the race those kids are makes them the racist. We're sending them to poor kids. It doesn't matter what race they are. By the way, there's a text just in, not a racist was hilarious. So
well, thank you. I wasn't even going to bring this up on the air, but I got a message done on Facebook from someone out in Washington State said, what is wrong with you for posting that Gophers T-shirt sale? Name's Louise Beckman. So I sent her a note back saying, what am I missing? Could I call you for our radio show so I can better understand why people are upset over this photo? Here's what she says. You ready for this? It's like you're calling those beautiful young boys gophers. What in the world? Who gets that out of that? Like I'm kidding. I kid you not. I respond, hey, the Gophers are the team name for the University of Minnesota and they lost. She says, I know. I follow UND hockey. My daughter and son-in-law live in Grand Forks, and I'm there twice a year. I will call my daughter to see what she thinks of your picture and message you again. Thanks for the messages. I do love the picture of the boys, but not using it to sell T-shirts. It's a joke. It's humorous, people.
You can't joke about that. That's serious. You can't joke about that. That's serious.
Now Snurdly, who answers the phone when you call, Sven Snurdly, when you call.
I thought it was Manny Snurdly. Not Sven.
Whatever. Didn't we decide it was always going to be Sven Snurdly? Oh, anyway,
yeah, no.
So Manny Snurdly, he says, and Manny happens to be African-American. Manny, have I offended you with that photo? I'd like to know.
No, not at all.
Okay.
It's just
is that racist?
No, I don't think it is. I mean, it's a joke. I mean, it was always that running joke when the Buffalo Bills lost all those Super Bowls in a row that, you know, there was always a joke of there's an African country somewhere that has a bunch of Buffalo Bills Super Bowl champions T-shirts all over the place because, you know, when those shirts aren't going to be used, they send those over into
right
for people
exactly
who need clothing and that sort of thing. So
it happens. It's a reality. And, when a team loses, teams that are, when you're a fan of another team, you're going to have a little fun with it. Todd and Mercer, you're next on What's On Your Mind. Do you think I'm racist, Todd?
Absolutely not. It's okay. Ridiculous for them to even think that. They need to go move over to Iran or Iraq, see if they would tolerate their stupid feelings. It's just ridiculous. And on this blazer or the high school letterman's jacket issue, my goodness, my father-in-law was a superintendent of schools for 20, 30 years, just retired. It's ridiculous. They cannot, he needs to lose his job. If he's going to take that away from that young man or any young person who has special needs, they need to reevaluate that person's thought process because they're idiots.
Yeah, by the way, we were talking about that earlier. We've shared this also on Facebook, this story, but it's Michael Kelly's a boy's name. He has Down syndrome. Proudly has wore his mom-made varsity letter jacket to school every day, but the principal forced him to remove it because the boy plays on a special needs team, not the varsity. And so this thing's gone viral online big time. But I've been amazed at the reaction we're getting on our Facebook page about this, Todd. Lori says, I'm sure I'm going to sound like the biggest jerk in the world and probably going to tick a lot of people off. But varsity letters are earned by a lot of hard work. I know because my freshman is in the gym almost every day. So we can get on the varsity team next year. In a way, I feel someone wearing a varsity letter who didn't earn it makes it mean less for the ones who did earn it. My son pushes himself all the time in academics and orchestra and sports because he wants to be the best he can be. Do the special needs teams have letters? Why aren't they promoting their own pride and special needs letters? That seems to me to be missing the point here a little bit, that we're getting that.
I totally get that, but this is going to sound bad, and forgive me if it does, but comparing apples to oranges, they can compete, but these special needs students, you know, if his mom were to go purchase a jacket with a Letterman's letter on it from a thrift store, he can technically wear that.
A good point. And his mom made the jacket, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
I mean, look, if this superintendent or principal or whatever has nothing better to worry about than that, I mean, then, you know, the school board needs to take that issue up, not worry about this. This is crazy.
I would love to give every single person at that school a letter jacket then, just to get it over with. What are they going to do? Get rid of all of them?
His mom made the jacket, for crying out loud. Oh, my gosh.
Right. Why was
amazing.
The UND game in Fargo?
Because the NCAA doesn't allow home sites for playoffs. So it's an NCAA deal.
Those are idiots. Don't they realize that Fargo is 78 miles away from UND? It's technically a home site anyway.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, it's like a suburb.
Hey, it's the NCAA. Consider the source. More coming up. Don't go away.
Amen.
To the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
PetroServe USA makes everyone a winner with their $10,000 giveaway. Register to win 100 $100 gift cards given away while you share a 4-for-4 with the family. Hot Stuff Pizza, 20-ounce drink, and 2 cookies for just $4. At PetroServe USA, everyone is a winner. PetroServe USA, helping America feel better.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Past the hour, this is What's on Your Mind with Todd Mitchell. I am Scott Hannon, brought to you in part today by our friends at High Plains Apache. Check out their website, highplainsapache.com. Sprayers are what they do at High Plains Apache. And they, of course, have the Apache sprayer, which is really one of the best of the best. I love those things. They're fantastic. the best warranty in the business. They don't break down. Incredible resale value. I mean, talk to any grower that owns one. They just love them. And you know what else? They now at High Plains Apache have about any possible part you could imagine you need for one of those Apache sprayers, but also other sprayers as well, any brand, anything in the application industry. They've got them all right there. 50,000 sprayer parts, spray tips, pumps, hoses, fittings, valves, the works. So come check them out. High Plains Apache is on East Side Court in Mann and across from the Bonanza in Maine there. Also in Fargo, south, actually it's Frontier, which would be across from the Walmart, 52nd Avenue and I-29. High Plains Apache, your Apache sprayer dealer. 21 past the hour. Let's get back to some calls here at 800-228-0550. A story I heard about late last night. A 34-year-old man by the name of Adam Dahl was leaving a bar early, I guess Sunday morning, after Joe Black's bar, downtown Grand Forks, where there was a big UND celebration, obviously folks watching the game up there. And evidently, this according to his aunt, five guys came up behind them. And he was with someone else and said they were going to beat the heck out of his buddy. And this Adam Dahl was blindsided and remembers being knocked down, but nothing after that. Men kicked his face and head repeatedly. Saw the five men run to a car and drive away. Didn't get descriptions. They have not been found as of yet. And this Adam is in critical care, actually was last night in a critical care unit at All True Hospital Grand Forks, had tons of trauma to his head, a busted eye socket, broken nose, possible broken jaw, brain bleed, and a heart ailment they're monitoring. Evidently going to be sending him to Minneapolis Hennepin County Medical Center for reconstructive surgery today. And a fundraiser started online for him. He does not have insurance, evidently. They were trying to get just some expense money, I guess, together. They asked for $8,000 and raised $4,000 of that already on GoFundMe. Much better cause than the folks that were looking to leave North Dakota last week. But anyway, we're trying to track down some details on the law enforcement end of this to find out what they know about it. Awful story. I mean, you know, thankfully it doesn't happen here very often, anything like that. But bad deal. Bob and Grafton, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for taking my call. Scott, I don't think you guys are racist. That's not what I call it, but I want to comment. Anytime good Christian-hearted charities perform for the poor, it's always attacked in some fashion from the left. And so blessed are those who are persecuted and set all manner of evil up for my name's sake. So I called to talk about this oil situation. It's a whole lot easier to figure out. Look, I've heard it said that, well, because we're manufacturing and harvesting so much oil in the United States now that, you know, it's affecting the global market. And I say nonsense to that because our oil, we don't export crude. There's been a crude export ban for quite a long time now. We export gasoline and not all that much of it. So
just sorry to interrupt you, Bob, but I would tell you this. It is impacting the situation. There's no doubt that OPEC's concerned because when we have that much more oil, we take in less. So they have less places for their oil to go because we don't need it because we're exporting so much less oil. I mean, that's gone down all the time. And we can export refined product. We can't export crude, which is stupid and needs to change very quick, by the way, because that can help our price situation.
The second part of what I wanted to say to that was, you know, it's the New World Order and the globalists, like Barack Obama and the like, you know, he can't stand what's going on out here in North Dakota particularly. He's always touting his accomplishments with oil, but he always fails to mention it's on private land. His permits have been reduced, as a matter of fact. So they get together with the Saudis and OPEC and tell them, okay, look, you drop your oil prices, and that makes it not profitable for North Dakota and the rest of America. They don't like the fact and don't want us to be energy independent. And that's exactly what I think is going on.
Well, I don't doubt some of that. There's no question their own rhetoric's part of that. You know, I think that We are, in some ways, a victim of our own success in that we've gotten really good at this really quick, largely because of private lands, right? So that's definitely, you know, and when President Obama takes credit for this, it's crazy. I wish he'd lift the export ban so we could actually legitimately get some credit for something, but I imagine Congress will also... Yeah, because, again, the same folks that got him banning the Keystone Pipeline for how long wouldn't go for it. But I think ultimately, that's why Congress will probably end up doing it as well. But when you look at the total amount of production and the total amount of use worldwide, we're very close. You know, we're really, really close. So it's going to come back here. It's just a matter of when. It's just part of the ebbs and flows. And quite honestly, if you talk to folks, I had a guy tell me a story the other day. It was very good. He's got a major, major Minnesota company doing mega business, looking to expand right now in North Dakota. Not dialing back, going the other way. Sees this as an opportunity to expand his business because he knows this is here for the long haul. He said, you know what? When it's that crazy busy, like it's been that crazy busy, I don't have time to bargain shop. I don't have time to, you know, comparison shop and find out, hey, you're selling me this for that, but what can I get from that? I don't have time. I take it, whatever it costs, give it to me. Well, when you dial it back a little bit, now I've got time to breathe. I can look at how I can buy things a little bit cheaper. It allows you to get more efficient. So there's some value in this. You know, again, we wouldn't want prices here forever. We wouldn't want that rig count here forever. But this is not a doom and gloom scenario. This is a temporary, resting period to try and get ready for the next run. Add in mind, but also mind you, we were at a torrent pace. I don't know if that was a torrent pace year after year after year, go higher, higher, higher. So, you know, to come back to, a little leveling of that incline isn't necessarily awful either. Okay, let's go. Ed and Minot next. You're up on What's on Your Mind. Ed, go ahead.
A little story here about a Walmart greeter. Everybody knows what the greeters are at Walmart. They kind of watch operations, greet people. One day there was a disgruntled customer there was driving one of them electric shopping carts that decided they're going to take it outside and take it home. Well, this 90-year-old frail gentleman decided to do his job and chase them down and, turn them around and stuff. Well, kind of got to be kind of ugly. Everybody was, arguing and verbally abusing each other. And, well, anyway, they got everything turned around, and then they brought this gentleman into the office for a meeting. They said, well, you probably could have did something this, could have did a little bit different that. And they kind of, looked down on the deal when he was doing his job. And they had a doggone meeting there, and they fired the old man. From his job.
Oh, my Lord. Where did this happen?
Yes, in Minot. And they told him they could reapply for his job in 6 months. Really, he's 90 years old, and he's probably less than 100 pounds,
When did this happen?
Probably 2 weeks ago at the most,
Oh, okay. Yeah, fairly recent.
Yeah, really stinks, The old guy really took a toll on him, too,
Oh, man alive. I can't even believe some... There again, that reminds me of this principal on the Letterman's jacket. You got to be kidding me. Hang on a second, Ed. Hang on just a second if you would. I'm going to try and get some more information on that. Maybe we can help in some way. Fred Bismarck waiting to weigh in, too. Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, author, Fox News analyst on the International News of the Day, with your questions welcome. Coming up. Don't go away.
You talk. We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
I'm Monsignor James Shea, President of the University of Mary in Bismarck. By offering 3 full semesters per year, the University of Mary gives you the option to get your bachelor's degree in 2.6 years. We call it year-round campus. And because you graduate sooner, you spend less, save more, and get a head start on your career. Less time, less cost, less debt. Come see how the University of Mary is proving that less can be more with our new year-round campus. Schedule a visit at yearroundcampus.com, yearroundcampus.com.
Scott Hillen here to tell you about my pals at S&S Motors in Watford City. I bought a great truck, got a great deal. You can too. They have clearance pricing every day at S&S Motors, Watford City. Internet specials every day at snsmotorsinc.com. Call Brent or Tim. They'll take care of you. Pre-owned 4x4s, great deals. New Fords and Chevys too, and they'll bring it to you. Full service shop with 4 techs. They can handle any and all of your repairs and vehicle maintenance. Just call Sonia, 701-444-2341. Online, snsmotorsinc.com. S&S Motors, Watford City.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Before the top of the hour, brought to you today by our friends at My Pillow. Karen and Bismarck sent us a hilarious, but also really kind of a neat note about My Pillow, by the way. And we really appreciate that. And by the way, if you have a My Pillow story, I want it. I want to share it. She said, "I hear you advertising My Pillow frequently on your program, and just need to tell you My Pillow is frighteningly good. After listening to your ads, I decided to buy one for my husband of 40 years for his birthday using your promo code. He got the two-for-one deal. He received his pillows at the end of January. After pumping them in the dryer, he started sleeping on one, and that's when things got scary in our bedroom. You have to understand, my husband has snored loudly for over 40 years together. Starting the first night with his new pillow, I found myself waking up scared. I didn't hear him snoring. I didn't really hear him at all. I actually would reach out and touch him to make sure he was still breathing and not dead. He says he's now waking up feeling better rested. Not me, though. I still wake up afraid because of the silence. And once I've confirmed he's okay, grateful. I'm sure I'll get used to the silence in our bedroom in time, but for now it's still a new experience. My husband and I have laughed that maybe we should order the pet pillow for our dog, who's also a snorer." There you go. There is a pet pillow. She says, thanks for backing a great product. Yes, thank you, Karen. Karen and Bismarck. You can get one, too. Promo code Scott if you go to MyPillow.com or call 800-506-9028. All right. Our friend Ralph Peters in just a second after Fred and Bismarck tells us quickly what's on his mind. Fred, go ahead.
Hi, Scott and Todd. This is Fred and Bismarck, and I just want to say about this guy that got beat up by the five guys in Fargo or wherever it was. They're obviously cowards, and yeah, I think it's too bad that there wasn't somebody with a concealed carry weapon that could have intervened in this situation and at least shot one of them so that we could have got to all of them. The other comment I have is it may be offensive to the special needs people, but the comments that are made about you being racist for this meme, it really makes me wonder, really, who are the special needs people?
All right. Now, I'm not going to get into the name calling with them, Fred, I think it puts in perspective because I thank you for the comments from everybody on that, but it puts it in perspective when what is considered racist these days. It's unbelievable. You know, you look at Ferguson and some of these things, and, you know, it's just amazing. But, you know, I think it's just kind of a knee-jerk thing for people to do, quite honestly. We don't even think about it. Our next guest is a great author, Fox News strategic analyst that you see regularly on Fox News Channel, but also his books are amazing. There's a new Civil War novel coming out May 5th. Get this one on your radar, called Valley of the Shadow. Ralph Peters back with us on What's on Your Mind. Colonel, how are you?
No, I'm fine. Just great to speak with you again.
Nice to have you back. And, you know, I don't know, the last 10 days or so, somebody said, Scott, can you get Ralph Peters on your show? I've heard nobody better at trying to, you know, sort out what the heck is happening right now in the Middle East. So we said, all right, we're on it, and appreciate you coming back on the program. So what the heck is going on? Let's start with Iran and this deal with John Kerry right now. What do you make of the where we're at?
Well,
seem to be
that
on the cusp of a deal.
You know, at first I was listening to the to the last caller, and I can tell you exactly what's racist today. Racist is anything the left can't dispute with a sound argument. You know, when they can't counter your argument, you must be a racist. So that's that.
That's how it works, but, yeah.
Yeah, that's how it works. I mean, you know, that's my own personal, it's personal for me. Not, I haven't been called a racist, I'm called many other things. And I'm sure sooner or later I'll be called a racist for something because I get around to that. But what frustrates me is we keep hearing leftist media commentators say, well, we need a reasoned debate, not this mad chatter from the right. But in fact, what I have found myself is when I put forth arguments, whether on Fox or on your show or another show, when I put forth arguments based upon historical fact, on personal observation, and so forth, and the left can't counter the argument because these are facts, what they do is attack you personally. And that's just the way the left works. Now, let's get to the meat of the issue. John Kerry, Barack Obama, up against just terrifically tough, smart Iranian negotiators who are just beating us about the head and shoulders. Scott, I'll tell you, the one hope we have for this deal to be stopped at this point, or at least put on pause, is for the Iranians, who've been getting their way on virtually everything, to overplay their hand, to be so convinced that Obama and Kerry need this deal, which they desperately want, of course, that the Iranians' last-minute demands are so grave, so enormous, that even Obama and Kerry realize they can't accede to them or it'd be political suicide. I mean, we're in a position where the American president is so desperate for a deal, he's already given Iran most of what it wants. And we are in a position where the French are taking a much tougher line about Iran's nukes than we are. The French, even Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, isn't happy with the deal. But John Kerry is plowing ahead. And we should all be worried because this deal, remember, Scott, these negotiations began with the premise that there would be zero tolerance of Iranian nukes. Now, after years of negotiation by the Obama administration, where are we? Now we're down to trying to guarantee a one-year warning period before a one-year breakout period before Iran can pop nukes. From zero tolerance to Iran, we need a year of warning before Iran gets nukes. That is pretty sad. And as I keep telling people, two things. One, if Iran gets nukes, not only is Israel facing a literal existential crisis, but even if the Iranians never employ the nukes on Israel, they still, just by having them, establish de facto control of the heartland of the developing world's oil reserves. I mean, we have a lot of oil and natural gas here in North America, but it is a global market, and China, India, Southeast Asia, they still get their oil from the Persian Gulf. And with nukes, Iran has de facto control of all of that. It's just, there's simply no way around it. And we also see that Iran is, you know, they can walk and chew gum at the same time. They're also following simultaneously military options, conventional military options, and irregular ones, for instance, in Yemen, where the Iranians want to control not only the Straits of Hormuz, into the Persian Gulf, but they want to, through Yemen and their Houthi subsidiary or clients, if you will, to control the Bab al-Mandab Straits out of the Red Sea. I mean, the Iranians are playing a very complex, broad, deep, sophisticated strategic game, and we're playing jailbird checkers.
Yeah, are we ever? And I would help educate me and our audience on what this means for us. As we sit at our kitchen tables and go about our daily lives in the United States of America, why this matters to us. Because I was amazed here recently when Tom Cotton, a great American, a great hero, and a number of other senators, including our own Senator John Hoeven, sent a letter to Iran, basically trying to, I assume, throw some cold water on this thing, get people to wake up to realize, look, this is serious business, and there becomes a circular firing squad over, you know, treasonous activity by sending a letter rather than the threat from Iran. Why does the threat to Iran matter to us in our everyday lives in America?
Well, it matters on many, many levels. First of all, there's just the practical economics of it. If Iran establishes de facto control of all the oil reserves of the Persian Gulf, well, you can count on paying a lot more. It badly disrupts the global economy. It matters to us because we're facing two different kinds of messianic apocalyptic threats. One from the Islamic State Caliphate, the Sunni Muslims, but also Shiism, the Shia strand of Islam, also has a mystical apocalyptic streak. And we don't know exactly how the Iranians would use their nukes if they'd use them, but it's really a risk we can't take because they would ultimately, essentially, their mere possession of them denies the U.S. The ability to operate in the Middle East. If Iran has nuclear warheads, you cannot, not only can't you introduce U.S. ground troops if you would need to in a crisis to help an ally, whether Israel or someone else, but also the U.S. Navy can't operate. Now, the Persian Gulf is already a shooting gallery that's tough to operate in, but if they have nukes and warheads, suddenly it's really tough for our carriers to operate within striking range of Iran or other states in the region. Again, even if they never pop a nuke on an enemy, just possessing nuclear weapons gives Iran strategic control. And it also, of course, unleashes an arms race because all the Sunni states, the Sunni Arab states will want nukes, plus Turkey, which is an Arab, but it's a Sunni state. They'll want nukes. And the Saudis will be the first to get them because the Saudis funded the Pakistani nuclear program, and it's a quid pro quo. You know, they can call on the Pakistanis to provide them with nukes at any time, and the Pakistanis will and must comply. So we're facing threats to the world economy, the oil supplies. We're facing the denial of access to U.S. or allied forces to protect our clients and allies in the region. We are facing a messianic nuclear threat from Iran, not just against Israel, but against our interests, and perhaps at some point against the U.S. homeland. We're facing an arms race, a nuclear arms race in the Middle East, and all this amid the wild turmoil that Obama, through his precipitous retreat from Iraq and his cowardly inactivity for the last 6 years, has unleashed on the world. I mean, make no mistake. When you look at the crises today, Iranian nukes, but in Iraq, in Syria, in Yemen, in Libya, all of these crises owe a great deal to Barack Obama's ineptitude, effeteness, timidity, indecision, and yes, cowardice.
Only about 30 seconds left for a quick answer before our first break here. What did you make of ISIS targeting specifically military members by name, posting up their pictures, their addresses and everything, including our own Air Force base members at Minot Air Force Base? What's the tactic there? Quickly.
Well, that's a facet of terror. The point of terror is to terrorize. Sometimes you terrorize people with a mass bombing. Sometimes you terrify people. Terrorize people with an attack on the Parliament building in Ottawa. And sometimes, in this age of the Internet, you can do it very cheaply and pretty effectively online. Now, Overall, I don't take that threat very seriously.
Oh, I want you to pick up on that when we come back on the other side of the break here, if you would. Ralph, hang on. Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters with us, Fox News strategic analyst. More coming up.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Watford City. We're not the same. We're better. We're building, rearranging, and making room to improve the lives of our growing community. Today, we're sushi bars, fine dining, movie theaters, superior hotels, shopping centers, Main Street business, and small town service. We're water parks, play parks, walking paths, a state-of-the-art wellness center, and an up-and-coming community event center equipped for banquets, meetings, sports, special events, and much more. We're Watford City. We're kids first. Parks and Rec programming, quality education, school and hospital expansions, and a superior daycare center. We're new jobs, new housing developments, new ideas, and new people coming home. We're what the buzz is all about, and we're open for business. Come see for yourself. Watford City. We're not the same. We're better.
PetroServe USA, the folks that help America fuel better. Look for the red, white, and blue and fill up. They connect North Dakota's cornfields with North Dakota's oil fields, and you get choice at the pump and great deals all day, every day at PetroServe USA locations. I love the 4 for $4 deal. That's where you get a personal pan, hot stuff pizza, two cookies, plus your choice of coffee or soda, 20-ounce soda or coffee, four items for $4. Choice of cookies, too. What kind of pizza you like? It is fantastic. A single-item pizza, two cookies, coffee or soda, 4 for $4 at PetroServe USA locations. Here's another great deal. All month long, Deli Express Big Chuck Sandwiches, $2.89 to $3.59. The Cattleman, $2.89. The Trade Winds Teas are only 69 cents. Hershey Assorted Mini King Size Bars, 2 for $2.50. Or the Jack Links, the Squatch Sticks are 99 cents at a PetroServe USA location near you. Stop in and see them. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Before the top of the hour, continuing our conversation with Ralph Peters, Lieutenant Colonel Ralph Peters, retired now and strategic analyst you see on the Fox News channel. And before the break, I was asking about this recent story about ISIS targeting military members online with their photos and addresses and whatnot. And specifically, we had some in our neighborhood, Minot Air Force Base, that were six of them on the list. You said you don't take it serious. Tell me why.
No, I take the individual threat seriously because some lone gun, lone wolf, nutcase, you know, masturbating in mom's basement and reading the Quran could decide to act and attack one of these families or individuals. But what I'm saying is it's not a massive threat. I mean, there are real dangers to individuals, but it's not a sophisticated threat either because these names are clearly culled from the internet, social media. Many of the people have nothing whatsoever to do with the war on terror. They were just grabbing what names they could grab. So local, certainly local police who are on post, military, MP, CID, you have to be careful. I'm not belittling the danger to individuals. What I'm saying is that there are not going to be mass killings because of this. This is a terror tool. The point is to put us on the defensive, to make us fearful. And I always tell people, you know, you have to live sensibly with sensible precautions, but you cannot live in fear because that's what the terrorists want. So, yes, there is danger to individuals. It is from the, you know, the lone wolf creeps, especially, you know, converts to Islam among, you know, dysfunctional young men, males. So I don't dismiss the threat. I'm just making the point that, you know, it's not something to which we should overreact and imagine there's this, you know, vast conspiracy waiting to massacre military families by the thousands.
All right, a couple of calls here for our guest, Ralph Peters, Fox News strategic analyst. Go ahead and roll the first one.
Yeah, good morning. This is Dave, South of Dickinson. I have a question for the colonel. What does he think about the opium that's been growing in Afghanistan, the increase of its productivity since we got involved in Afghanistan, and the continued growing of it?
Well, that's actually a complex question, and I have worked counter-drug issues in Latin America and elsewhere. And I'll tell you, first of all, opium has long been a product of Afghanistan. We certainly didn't bring opium to Afghanistan. But we were kidding ourselves about so many things. The notion that we could somehow magically and with a lot of investment turn Afghanistan into Colorado. Well, it doesn't work, didn't work, and people don't want to be third-rate Americans. They want to be Afghans. Secondly, you know, we always had this program, long had this program called crop substitution, where we said, oh, and people won't, they won't grow coca in Latin America if we teach them to grow bananas or oranges. Well, same thing in Afghanistan. We're going to teach them to grow other crops. The problem is that in Latin America or in Afghanistan, buyers will go to great lengths to get to your remote valley and pick up your opium paste or your coca paste. They won't go to great lengths to get to your remote valley to buy apples or wheat or anything else. So we were arguing a moral case, but in terms of purely economics, for the Afghans, opium is just a much more lucrative crop. And frankly, we're not going to wipe it out. It was foolish to think we could. You have to deal with local cultures as you find them and exploit the weaknesses in the cultures, not try to convert them to being, again, third-rate Americans.
Makes sense.
So,
not going to be Colorado.
I'm not happy with the expansion of opium, but it's just a fact of life.
All right, next one. Todd Roland.
I'm wondering why we're being lied to by our government and the news media about this Ukraine situation and why the United States government is supporting a neo-Nazi infiltrated government of Ukraine.
Well, I have to say, you sound like a propagandist for Vladimir Putin. I speak Russian. I follow the Russian media. I've been to Ukraine. I've been to Russia many times. And there is a tiny, tiny fringe element of neo-fascists in Ukraine. A lot more fascists and neo-fascists in Russia today. That is the black, you know, black shirt, black boot, jackbooted capital of the world these days. Ukraine has a democratically elected government struggling to stand up to naked aggression by Russia. Russia invaded Crimea invaded Ukraine, eastern Ukraine, displaced hundreds of thousands. Thousands are dead. And, you know, if you think that's okay for Russia to do that, then you would have been one of the people who thought it was okay for Hitler to take back the Rhineland, then go into the Sudetenland and Czechoslovakia, then go into Austria, then eventually go into Poland and start a world war. Putin is a thug and a bully. He is very, very dangerous. And he's also brilliant and with a long-term strategic vision. And so why stand up for Ukraine? Look, democracies aren't perfect. You think any democracy is perfect? It's taken us in the Anglo-American tradition 800 years to get to Nancy Pelosi and John Boehner. Ukraine is struggling with something they've never had before. And I will tell you from personal experience and following the media closely, the fascists are in Russia, not in Ukraine. I fully support Ukraine. I think we should be arming them with decent, with defensive weapons. Because somebody has to stand up for freedom and security at some point. Otherwise, the Hitlers roll over you.
All right. Fantastic insight. We'll have you back. Ralph, thanks for the time today. All the best to you. Looking forward to that new novel coming up. Man writes the best novels ever. Check them out, folks. We are out of time for today. We will see you tomorrow live from Carrington, North Dakota, among our guests, Jimmy Kleinsasser. Join us tomorrow.
Geo-steering services. It's one of the things new at Nessa Consulting Services. Kathy Nesset of Nessa Consulting Services tells us about how Nessa Consulting Services is now offering geo-steering expertise.
What we're doing, we're going with what the industry needs. And right now, in our world of the industry, they need geosteering services. These are the individuals that oversee and steer these wells point to point to track in the right rock unit. And we are developing and augmenting, adding to our on-site teams with an oversight geosteering team. And to be able to provide another layer or another level of geosteering support to these oil companies is something that we're pretty proud of. Up and we're working to build and do better.
Thanks, Kathy. Find out more about Nessa Consulting Service online at nessaconsulting.com and about more of the career opportunities awaiting you online at nessaconsulting.com. That's nessaconsulting.com. nessaconsulting.com, Tioga, North Dakota.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Most people know that drinking pure high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.